And if everything's working right, we're speaking live right now with Sandy Steubing and Mark Dunley of PAWS, or People of Albany United for Safe Energy. Hello.
Are you there, Sandy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
And Mark's also here with us. So you two are the main organizers for the strike taking place this Friday, September 20th. Can you tell us what it's about?
Do you want to do that, Mark, or shall I go?
Sandy, why don't you take that? And then we'll alternate.
Okay. So, yes, could you repeat the question? Why are we doing this? Was that your question?
Yeah, what's the strike about, and what is PAWS doing?
So the strike is originally Greta Thunberg's call to action. She's the teen from Sweden who was so successful last year in the student strikes around the world, including here in Albany. And she has called for the adults to join the students starting September 20th. And actually, it's a whole week of action. Other actions will also be here in the Capital District. But we're focused on Friday, September 20th, and we're joining the students from Albany High and the University of Albany in both a march and a rally to bring awareness to the fact that our governments aren't doing nearly enough to address the climate situation, especially since the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change says we have until 2030 at the most before we reach the tipping point, and then after that, we can't claw back our climate to anything resembling normal.
And so, what are you asking specifically? I assume that you're bringing grievances to the governor to do.
Yeah, the governor is sort of our main target for the event. Now, obviously, the state earlier this year did pass the climate and Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. But we need them to go further. We particularly want them to call for a climate emergency, that literally the future of life on this planet is threatened. A couple of specific things are that we need to stop building any new, fossil fuel infrastructure. Yes, we want to move as quickly as possible to build more wind and solar and geothermal. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we're cutting our carbon emissions. And reality is, in New York to date, we really focused a lot on trying to reduce the emissions from electricity, which is actually the easiest thing to do and only accounts for about 20 to 25% of the carbon emissions. The big parts are buildings and transportation. We have to stop building all these new fossil fuel plants, like the one that the governor was trying to build down in the low-income neighborhood on Sheridan Avenue, which is why we're starting the march there at 11 a.m. on Friday at 79 Sheridan Avenue. And we also want to do other things, like trying to get the state to stop subsidizing fossil fuels. We give about $1.4 billion a year in subsidies. We invest $11 billion in our state pension plans into fossil fuel companies. And we also continue to subsidize people hooking up their homes to natural gas. Natural gas, which is methane, is actually 80 times more potent as a greenhouse gas short term than carbon. So in many ways, natural gas plants are worse for climate change than oil or coal plants. And we need to sort of move off of that, and we need to increase subsidies for things such as renewable heat and geothermal. We have about four or five other things that we can also bring up.
Can you give us the logistics of the day? Where is it starting? Where do people park? Where are you going?
Time.
Okay, so I'll take that one. As Mark said, we're starting at 79 Sheridan Avenue, which is where the current steam plant is located. and where the state had been advocating and maybe still is for a brand new fossil fuel plant based on natural gas, and that would last 30 years or more. So that simply is unacceptable with our situation in the climate crisis. There are actually going to be three legs of the march. And the one Mark and I are talking about is the older activist leg that that PAWS is organizing. It starts at 79. It starts at the Sheridan Power Plant. We're going to go down to the Department of Environmental Conservation because we need to protest that they're still giving out permits for fossil fuel projects. So we're stopping there. We're stopping at the Dormitory Authority of New York because we want to compliment them and thank them for the solar panels they put on their building and other conservation measures they pursued. We're going to go up to the comptroller's office, and Mr. DiNapoli is still investing our state pension funds into fossil fuel industry, and it is way past time for him to stop the divestment, which also isn't economically sound either. So after the comptroller, we're going over to the TD Bank, which funded the Dakota Access Pipeline and funds other fossil fuel projects as well. And finally, we're going to end up, our final protest will be at the Public Service Commission that isn't even holding the current rather weak climate goals that the state has. Hopefully we'll meet the other two legs of the march, one from Albany High, one from the University of Albany, and all march in together into the West Capitol Park, where the students have organized a rally.
And that's at 1 o'clock.
And that's at 1 o'clock, yes.
And so when is the beginning of this march starting?
So the march starts at 11 at 79 Sheridan Avenue. We suggested people can take the bus to get there. Or you can park and people know Albany. They know how to park. We will end up at the Capitol.
How do you get the word out to promote the strike and raise awareness?
We go on WOOC 18 times between now and Friday. We have about 25, 30 different groups who have co-sponsoring the event. Sandy's probably better than I can maybe list some of them. A number of faith organizations, other, environmental groups. So they're certainly pushing it out to their own membership. We obviously post a lot on, Facebook and Twitter. And other social media stuff. We hand out, flyers at other events, and a lot of it's word of mouth. And of course, we run Democracy Now! Here on WOOC. And so Greta Thunberg was on, Amy's show a couple of days ago. Greta being the young activist from Sweden, and she was on the Daily Show, last week. So I think there's really been a lot of attention to the climate strike in general, not so much our particular event. I think there's 8 or 9 events taking place just in New York State on Friday, and worldwide maybe, 400, 500, 600 events. The last time they did a climate strike, they claim it was the largest single climate protest in history. I think it was well over 1.5 million. And they expect this will be the largest event ever. And one of the things they're doing more than the last event, which is why people like Sandy and I are involved, is they really want a senior citizens, more of the adults showing up this time to join with the students. Students are still, the voice. And I think one of the things is really that students, say, listen, you old guys had 30 years that you've known that climate is a real problem. And frankly, you've done nothing for 30 years. And now you put us in this situation where literally our lives are threatened. The lives, should we have children to bring them into this world where extreme weather is going to become so routine? You guys have to start acting. And that's why we want to call it a climate emergency. You know, we need to treat this like we, you know, the United States treated the attack on Pearl Harbor. We have to mobilize all resources, you know, and we can't spend 10 years or more to build out solar and wind facilities, which is the case right now. Since Governor Pataki in 2002 set some, you know, modest climate goals, the reality is over, 17 years, New York State added a grand total of 5% of its state electricity coming from wind and solar. To meet what we would say are the limited goal of getting 70% of the state electricity from renewables by 2030, we have to add 5% each year now coming from wind and solar. So what we've done in 17 years, we now have to do annual, and electricity is the easiest. We got to convert to electric buses and electric cars. We got to get out of the cars and onto mass transit and bicycles. California requires new buildings now, especially residential buildings, to be net zero carbon emissions. And if you are less than three stories on your new buildings, new homes, they must include solar. You know, there's this myth that the United States is the cutting edge on the environment. That hasn't been true for 30 years. We are so far behind the rest of the country. The rest of the world. And even you go in places like Massachusetts, you drive down their thruway, you see solar everywhere. And here in the Capital District, so seldom do you see any solar panels up.
What can people do if they can't attend? This is a call for a general strike, correct?
This is a call for a general strike. And one of the things that they can do is just find the nearest climate organization, climate action organization to join. If they're in Albany or nearby in Troy, they can join PAWS. But there's lots of other organizations as well,
such as Extinction Rebellion.
Extinction Rebellion, yes, and you know, and they're centered in Troy, so that would be a very good organization for people to join.
Sandy actually got arrested with Extinction Rebellion down in New York City.
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry that we at this point we have to cut the conversation short, but stay tuned. We'll have more coverage of this event on the general strike on Friday. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, WOOC. Thank you.